Right, Rabbi Yisrael. Good luck. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Zayin. We're going to have to just chazib some of the sites of last week before we continue tonight. Please do me a favor, just go easy on the questions. All right, basically is we had our halacha that an Isha who's married, an Isha who's Nesua, is pater from Kibud Av V'Em because she has a shibud to her husband. And we had to explain what that means, that she had a shiba to her husband. And we had different pshatim. Let's take the basic three pshatim. Was Rav Moshe's pshat. Rav Moshe's pshat is that she's meshubit to be with her husband. So she has to live by her husband. Mamela, she can't be around her parents to be mechabit her parents. Second pshat was like the precious pshat, and that was that she's meshubit to the meleches baal of her husband. That is, she's meshubit to take care of his needs. We're not talking of her maisi yadayim, that's tak only with the rabbanan, but she's meshubit to be, to cook him supper, to make, do his laundry, whatever it is. She's meshubit to take care of his needs, to take care of the house. And that would be a chiddush that that's considered midaraisa, a chiv, because the Gemara is talking about on the deraisa level. And the third shah was what I suggested based on the Navudram, that it just means that Shimbez Labab means, because that's a tafkin in life, she's an Eza, Nasla, Eza Kenegdai, that's a tafkin in life to take care of her husband. And Mimela, she's Meshubit to her husband to take care of him on these things. Mimela, she's going to be part. And not that she has that chiyuv. It's just that that's what the Torah wants, and the Torah is going to take that away from her. The Torah is going to say, you have to be mechabit your parents on the cost of your husband. Then what's going to end up happening is a problem with Shalom Bayis. So the Torah didn't want that, so the Torah parted her from Kibud Av V'Em, Kedei that she should have Shalom Bayis. Similarly, like the Avudram, the Rishonim say, Tamid Dekra, why each is Pata, Mrs. S.H. is Man Groma, is because the Torah didn't want her to be in this position, that she's Mechuyif to Shekel Lulav, and she's not going to then, at that time, take care of her husband. It's going to cause Shalom Bayis issues. So therefore the Torah said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevata al Kvoidoi, Shmoi HaNichtav B'Kedusha V'Taira was Meichel by a Saita to cause Shalom Bayis. Kol Shekin over here, same thing, similar to over here, that by mitzvahs as Eishah as Mangram, the Torah patted her from those mitzvahs. Those are the basic three pshatim. Fine. So we have a lot tonight. Go easier on the questions. Just let's go through this. We were about to start off on this concept of Kvod Chamav, and let's go into it right now. And that is, the Sefer Chasidim says in Shin Lamed Hei that a father who has a daughter who's married, and the daughter is in the middle of taking care of her husband, and the father needs her as well, the father should not ask his daughter to do something for him, because that would shter her from taking care of her husband. But if the husband is a good husband, or he's a good person, he will instruct his wife to take care of her father before taking care of his own needs. And the Mefarshim on the Sefer Chasidim, the Pirsh Kadman and Yalzi Chasidim, explain where is this coming from, why should the husband do that? It is because the husband's chayv b'chvayt chamav. We're going to learn later on, Yat Hashem, that a person has a chiv, a kibirav, not a mamish a kibirav, but a like a kibirav on his chamav as well. So therefore, since his father-in-law needs something, his friend needs something, so Mamela, instead of her taking care of her husband, the husband should instruct her to take care of Tati, because it's his kiyum of Kvod Chamav at stake as well. It means he's being mechabed his chamav by allowing his wife to take care of her father. That's a Sefer Chasidim. Comes along the Chai Adam, and it's not just the Chai Adam, but we're going to take it. It's a bomb, l'chayra, what seems to be a bomb kash on this halakha. We have, this halakha means this entire halakha. This halakha of a state that in Egypt, Kozman, she's Nesua, is part of from Kibud Av V'Em of the husband's Makbid. Frak the Chai Adam in Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin. If you hold that the din of Kibud Chamav is Midaraisa, health cup, if you hold Kibud Chamav is Midaraisa, it's my clerk. If you hold Kibud Chamav as Midaraisa, then how is this halacha ever negeya? How could she ever be parted from her Kibud Av V'Em because of her husband? We had a halacha before that a son is mechuyav and Kibud Av V'Em equally. Sifer's father, Sifer's mother. But when the parents are married, he should be makdim his father first. Why? Because ata v'imecha chayav b'chvod avicha. So since your mother is also chayav in the covet of her husband, your father, so therefore, his kavod is higher than her kavod, not vis-a-vis you. You, for you, they're the same. But she should defer to his kavod, to her husband's kavod. So mameli, you have to. That's a halakha in Sefer Yedal. Mameli, you have to do kibbut av before kibbut eiv. So fekte chayadam here too. She is mechuyev in the kavod of her husband, and she's mechuyev in the kavod of her father. But her husband's also mechuyev in the kavod of her father. That's quite common. Midaraisa. So we should have the halakha. And therefore, you should do kibbut av first before doing kibbut bayim.
It's not a kasha at all, because come on, I have the choice. I don't want. That's like my father asks me to do something.
You don't have a, if you don't have a, if your father asks you to do something, you don't have a choice. You have to do it.
Well, my father says something, I have to do my shrei before my father. There's terms.
Right, no, but in a regular case, right now, your father-in-law wants something. The halacha is mefushim mechaba, halacha based on the Gemara, that she is potter, she takes care of her husband and not her father. In fact, the chayadim, what is going on, l'chayya, we have the klal, that since her husband's also mechayiv in the kvayit of her father should come first. It doesn't have to be same kvayit, but it's mice is, he's also mechayiv in the kvayit of her chamav. As I fract the chayadim. Right.
He doesn't tell her.
Correct.
And let's say he's not home and she has to make something. He's coming home.
Right.
So he didn't tell her. So she has no choice. She can't do it.
Right. But Frek Dechayodim, who cares about his choice? Who cares about his akpada or not? Right. The same thing is going on our Gemara. Based on our Gemara, that she's pata and my Baal Toiv, yes? If the Baal's not around or he's not Toiv, then no. Perfect chayodim. The whole kasha is shver. How's the whole kasha? When's it ever nugeya that she's potter? How could this be a halacha that she's potter? Adarabba, she should be mechuyev in kvod avicha first. Elamai, you're going to say it's a pasuk. Chazal didn't make this up. Chazal dash in a pasuk. Ish im avrav of tiro. Why does it say ish singular? And why does it say tiro lashon rabim? Teretz is that sometimes women are chayv when they're not married, and sometimes they're potter when they are married. When they're married, then there's only an ishus chayv. So it's a gzeres akosif. So then the kasha is, and let's learn out from this gzeres akosif that the svara we had before is not true. That we don't say the svara at. You see from the Torah, not like that. You see that the Torah doesn't use this type of asar. Should it be fakad? It should be. This. How does this halacha shtim with the halacha of Sefer Yedal? The two don't.
How does it shtim this
because she's mechuyev in her husband's kavod, and her husband's mechuyev in her father's kavod?
How does that shtim with the malama that says that keep it common thereafter?
That's the kasha. That's the chayadim's kasha. Fact, that's the chayadim. If you hold this kibbut deraisa, how is this halakha going to have? And as a fact, the tshuvis minchas halaz and chelik gimel lamed gimel, and the tshuvis esayir is tshuv and chelik dalek kuf yates. And all the fusim is chelik alef reish kafkas. Alright. They also have the same kasha, but they're moisiv on the kasha. And I feel if you hold kibbut chomav is midirabanon, you still have it shred. That means we understand why Chazal made that drosha. Good, because midrash is no kibbut kavav. But now that we do have a kibbut kavav midrabban, and this halacha should not be applicable anymore. The mechabish have no right to bring this gemara down la halacha, because to the extent midrabban and he is chayv in kvod chamav, so therefore she should be mechabit her parents before being mechabit her husband. I say fact the gedolim, and that's with the piskei tshuva. Piskei tshuva and sivkan chaf later on the halacha of kvod chamav. Piskei tshuva also has his kasha, and therefore he shpat. Is a gewaltig halacha from this. He spares that the halacha that you're mechuyev in kvod chamav is not an emeser chiv. That means it's not really a chiv of mamish like kvod av. It's a chiv like zakenim chashuvim. There's a shitas habak the shak brings down. But he spares it must be, because it will be a real kibbut that you have to come up. Then this halacha can't work out. There can never be such a halacha that she's meshubah to her husband and not to her father. Now, notwithstanding the Gdei Le'elam who is this kasha, Lani is daiti, I don't hear the kasha. And I'll explain why. In Berksham, I saw that the B'tal Chachma takes it even further. And I'll explain why. If the din would be that the reason why she's supposed to be that taking care of her husband is midin kavod, and if the Torah would be telling her that since she has kavod to her husband, therefore she's potter from the kavod to her parent, then we have the eyes in the kasha. What do you mean? Your husband also has the chiv kavod to your parent. So at That would be Eisenach Kasha. But that's not the reason why she's Pater. She's not Pater because she has a din covered to her husband. She's Pater because of Shalom Bayis. Like I said, the pshat I said before, she really doesn't have a chiv to her husband. Nothing. But the Torah doesn't want to mess up her Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is like Chashiv. The Torah doesn't want to play with it. So it's nothing to do with covered. Avada, her father's covered, is more Chashiv than her husband's covered. But the reason why she's taking care of her husband is not covered. She's taking care of her husband because she wants to have Shalom Bayis. And she created the same Bayla. It's nothing to do with covered. So who cares that we didn't covered? The covered of a father is greater than husband. But you're still a Patur. The Patur is not Shalom Bayis. La Marshal. Mitzvah says she has man grammar that she's Pata. Why? Because we don't want to share her Shalom Bayis. That's Pshat. Now, is anyone going to entertain that a covered husband is greater than the covered of Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's ridiculous. I've had the covered Kadosh Baruch Hu is greater. So how does this halacha work? It's nothing to do with covered. The covered of the Bain Shalom is greater. But the Bain Shalom was mevater on his covered for her Shalom Bayis. So as that, the Torah is mevater on her kibbutz aveim for her Shalom Bayis. So Mamela, that's why the din is correct that she's part from kibbutz aveim. It's like a part, like what is going on here?
It's suspended
because of, now, the even if you learn like the precious word that she actually has a sheba to her husband to take care of him, b'seder zakta b'telachak when the same type of a chilek and chilek aleph siman samak tes oisbeis. Again, it's not because she has a din covered to her husband, it's because she has a sheba to her husband. Avada, the covered to her father is greater than the covered to her husband. To her father, it's derais, it's kibbutz. To her husband, it's islam covered, maybe dirabana, that she's mechuyev to be mechaber her husband, according to many. But avada, the covered to her father is greater. But we're not talking about covered, we're talking about sheba. So even if the covered to her father is greater, but to her father, she's not meshubit. There's no sheba to her father. To her husband, she has a sheba. So then she's meshubit to her husband, how can she give up that shibut? So Mamela, she's going to be part of a kibbut aveim. Avada, she's meshubah to her husband. She can't be mavata in that shibut. She has an obligation to her husband. His din covered is mechayev. I know, but you want to know, but the maisa is, if he's not mevata, if he's makbid, let's say he's over. We're going to talk, right. Yeah, let's say, but the Deval, even though he should be, but the Val, she is Meshubatim. The Maral Tzins, he has a safe on Kedushin called Gur Aryeh, in Kedushin Laman Aleph of Mebeis, he says the same word, not much the same word, but in his Nosuch, in the Gishmaka Nosuch, he said, Adkan loy pligi in the Tanoim in the Gemara, it's Kibbut Mishalav or Kibbut Mishalben. Maybe I only have to be we pass on it's only Mishalav. I only have to be mechaber my father from my father's money, not my own money. Now, if you look, the other Tana holds it's Mishal Ben, but say that you have to do from your own money, but from a third party's money, you mechuyev to steal money to be mechaber your father. No, well, she, if she's going to be mechaber a father on her husband's cheshbin, she's meshubet husband. That is, if she's taking money, so to speak, the sheba, it's Mishal Achem, it's Mishal Baila. Right now she's meshubet to her Baal. So how could she take that sheba, throw it out the window to be mechaber a father? That's like Mishal Achem. That she's not mechuyev to do.
I say the husband's not mechuyev to come.
Even if he is mechuyev, but if he's makbid, but even if that's her husband's cheshbon, but mitzad her cheshbon, if her husband's makbid, she's mechuyev to do her shibah to her husband, and she can't be give up on that chiv. She's mechuyev, she's meshubah to her husband. Now, zok to betelach chokma, what the Elam is handling, zok to betelach chokma even vaita. And now you're looking at this husband as an oisvarf. He's not an oisvarf. Why? Because the halach is his kibud is only Mishalav, not Mishal Ben. Certainly, Kvod Chomiv is not greater than that, right? Now, if she's Meshubit to him, she has something. She has a Shivcha, right here, right? Right? But she has Mammon is here. She has that she has, that she's Meshubit to him, to serve him. So if you're telling him that, you know what, let her go to be Mechabit her parents, that means you're telling him to be Mevat on the Shibit that he has. He's asking him to be mevata. That he's asking mevata Mishal Ben. That is not mechuyev to do.
Then why are you saying?
Sorry.
Why is it saying?
It doesn't have to. If I'm baal toiv, If he's nice, if he's a good person, then he should tell her to go take care.
That's true. I explain to the father, if we possibly survive, is it, we say it's good if the man doesn't say that by that?
I don't know, maybe.
Why?
Well, here it's not mamish. Here it's not mamish, Mishaloi, but yes, that idea.
What does that mean? If he's not toiv, that means he's a nice farf. So
no, he's not. You know, you can't parrot. You know, there's toiv, parrot, and negative, right?
A nice way of saying
No. Neutral. But if he, Mishra said, then he doesn't have to, because that's considered giving up Mishaloi. He doesn't have to. If he's a nice. Sorry? Look, yeah, we discussed this. Yeah, he wants to know if it's toiv. I don't know toiv, but we discussed. The Rav Akiva Eiger, we once had, right, that the Rav Akiva Eiger said, if the son is Mevata, that is Mekaima Mitzvah Daraisa, even though he's giving up his own money, he's Mevata. He gave him a ton to his father, now he has a chiv. So, Kum Tois, at the end of the day, the Kasha really, we're not talking about COVID here, we're talking about Shibit. Either Shibit in Malacha, Shibit in Shalom Bayis, Shibit in the Rav Moshe being there, we're talking about Shibit, not talking about COVID. So, Mamela, where does it pass as a Shaila? All right, now, let's take it a step further. Let's say the husband is a nice farf. Let's say the husband is a rasha. And we know that halacha is, in Kibbut Aveim, Sif Yitchas, we'll get to it tonight, is that, you know, Machlok is, Machabi Ramah, Machlok is a shenim, if there's a din Kibbut Av, if the father's a rasha. And if the father's asking you to do a ma'isa rishis, even if it's not your issa, it's his issa, then ken zayin lekuliyam, there's no din kibbut av. If in this ma'isa gufa, he says, we had a riyaz we once mentioned a couple of weeks ago, right? What would be a husband? What would be if a husband's a rasha? She fell in, she married a rasha. Well, he turned into a rasha. Well, he had a wife like, oh, so turned into a rasha. He turned into a rasha. Now that he's a rasha, does she still have the patur of kibbut aveim or not? Well, I'll say better. Let's say the husband's asking her to do something which be'etzim causes him to be a rasha. He's asking him to implement a ma'isa of sinah. Right? We had that's like a riyaz b'chai gavna kenzin l'kuliyam, there's no din kibbut av. Will she still be meshubit to her husband and pater from kibbut av? And the answer is yes. It has nothing to do with kibbut. The reason why she has this din of the patur of kibbut av is not because she has a chiv covered to her husband. It'll be out of covered and we get down. The husband's a rasha, so it'll be covered. With nothing to do with covered. She booed him. She's married. Kozman, she's married. She booed him to her husband. If she's meshubit to her husband, then she has this patur of kibbut av. Because I'm the husband's a rasha. It says like the Petzela Chachma. All right.
When he gives up his kibbut,
if he's not makbid, then now she's mechiv midaraisa. Midaraisa, correct. Now she's mechiv midaraisa. Yeah, pashtus, and that's the way we go. Like this is my choice. The shenah maybe not like that, but that's how we go. Like yeah. All right. What would be? Let's flip it around. Okay. We're talking about the concept of chomav. Let's flip it around. It's his parents. His parents are coming for Shabbos. And what din does she have? Does she have a din of kvod chamav or not? So lechayra in Sevara, kvod chamav cannot be any stronger than kibbut av. And to the extent that Torah patered of kibbut av because she has a shibud to her husband, then certainly the covet that she has to her in-laws also should be suspended because of a chiyuvim that she has to her husband. Lechayra, that's what should come out.
Spoke already about it. The kugel is dead kugel, they want to dead kugel to come for Shabbos.
Good, very good. So I just want to address it here in the context of this Petzela Chachman. Let's just tie the ends, okay? Good. So now, L'chayro, that's suspended. That novos. Mitzad the husband bechuyev to make sure that his parents are taken care of. And mitzad the husband, l'moshel, let's see your kugel case. Even who should get kugel first, or the suda, who should be served first? Mitzad her din, she's meshubah to her husband, she should be serving her husband. Mitzad the husband's din, he should make sure that his parents get before him. That's how to keep it. The halacha is, we had way back when, was it Sifdalit or whatever, that the Ravad Din Kedim is also Medin Kovid. He's supposed to be Makabit his parents to make sure his parents get before him. So now, what should happen? He should really instruct his wife to serve Tati first. Okay. Now let's say, he wants to have it first. He wants to have the covet first. So Batan, he's being even Anissa Deraisa Pashtis of Kibbut Aveim by insisting that he should get first before his parents. What should she do? She should still serve him first. Because even though he's a Rasha, she's meshubet to her husband, and that suspends kibud av, and who then will suspend kvod chamav. And even though at the bailei chayovim bechvod aviv, that's for sure he's kaiv mideraisa bechvod aviv. So you don't have the piski chuvah's way out, because the chuvah says the kvod chamav is not 100%, but kvod avicha is 100%. Still, he's a rasha and he deserves patch. But mitzida, if she can't convince him otherwise, she's mechuyev to serve him first.
But the question is, she should give her husband a chatas to give it to the father. Why should she get by the
way? Yeah, but the husband doesn't want, right?
Why not?
The husband wants.
Why? Okay,
he's
no?
Got to kill from himself. So the question is, she should give it.
Because, like he said, even if she gives it to him, he's supposed to take the plate and serve her father first.
He doesn't want.
Because he has to be mechaber his parents. She's being Messiah the day I hear there. I hear. I don't know if it's the lack of COVID is not her. The lack of COVID is his insistence. That's the lack of COVID. He was ready to the Dreisa by insisting that not. She could give it to him and he should take it and give it to his parents. Alright. Sorry? Maybe it's not a say. I'll give it to you, yes. Now you take it and give it to your parent. If you don't want to give it to your parent first. She should probably give him techacha. He deserves a good dose of techacha.
I'm worried about the Messiah.
His shayla.
His kasha. Wouldn't you be?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the CU is mamish. The CU is the hakpod. So I'm giving it. Now let him give the parents first. The marshal, if she'll give the parents first, will that cause him kibud av? That won't cause him kibud av anyway. Because he insisted not to. So he's never going to get the kibud av saivi. So she has to do what's meshubit that she has to do. So they discuss it really should be mechabed your parents, but since the parents are mevatad, or Chazukhan has it, the parents are mevatad, but you definitely shouldn't like send them to the end of the room, you know what I mean? Rabbi should be mechabed them as much as possible, be mechabed them to make Kiddush, and whatever it is. Alright. No. No, he's not allowed to be a machnazer. Keep it up. But if he is, whatever, but he is. By her parents, he's allowed to be machnazer. By his parents, he's supposed to make sure that the parents get first.
What about the parents? Right.
But here that it's not all COVID. That's what I'm saying. It's all shibud. You're right. Mitzad COVID, ignore him and go straight to the parents and serve the parents first. But first she's meshubit to him. So she's meshubit to him. She has to give him. Unless you want to say that her shibud doesn't go as zayvayt, the shibud is that she could give him the meal 5 minutes later. The shibud isn't that he has to get the meal right now. Pasha, that's part of the shibud too. If that's his akpada, he should create a ritzin baila. I mean, he can't be crazy, but I'm saying she has to take care of him. And if this is how he wants to be taken care of, that's what.
What happened to Shabbos Bar Mitzvah? I had my shver and my father came together, my wife served. And I'm not
makbid. So she should give her father first.
For my father?
Right, because once you're not makbid, then.
He should be. No,
you see, him being makbid on her to give to his father doesn't work, because she's not mishubid. No, but he, like this. If he's not makbid that he should get first, let's play this out. He shouldn't be makbid that he should get first, because then he'll be over on kavarat. So Terry says he's not makbid. Once he's not makbid, she has to give her father first, because she's mukhuvin and kibirat. For him to be makbid that she should give his father first, she's not mishubit. Who are you? I'm not mishubit to your father. I'm mishubit. I married you. I didn't marry your father.
Yeah.
I'm not mishubit.
Suspend my shubit to
me.
Sorry?
To me.
Oh, it's covet. So you want to say that since she's mukhivin his covet, and he's mukhivin his father's covet, she's also mukhivin his father's covet, masking, but she's zikr mukhivin her own father's covet, I'll keep her up, and that's even greater. So she should give to her father.
It's a covet for me that my father should get
first.
Now what you could do is tell her, I am makbid, you serve me first, and then take it and give it to your father.
That's what I said before.
Right, that you could do.
No,
in order to get my father first, I want you to give it to me, and you don't tell her that it's...
Right, he's the excellent because he's not giving his father before.
But this is the only way he can get it to his father first. No, so that was his kavan all along. His own kavan. Only thing is, you have to realize, you have to know that this really is fooling her. Because, hey, Yossi, you don't want it for yourself. So you can't tell her, give to me first. You're not using it for yourself. You only want it for your father. I don't have to give you first. Who are you? For your father. For you, I understand, but not for your father. At the end of the day, she should give her father in that case. All right, let's move on, Rabbi Zin. Huh?
He
should get up himself and serve. Excellent, Gerald.
He says, give my father first.
Right.
She has to do his
beckoning.
His father. He's telling
that could be. That could be, and that we're going to have to see as we go a little further. Yes, that might be, and you might be right, that if he commands her to give his father first, does that also nichlal in the patur of Kibirav to take care of even that tzivu? You have to know, and we're going to see.
Baal. That's his need is Kibirav.
Yeah, that's the shayla. All right, let's move on. The Adaris, and the end of the Sefer Shalmi Nidorim, there's Chalufim Mechtovim, in the Meluim, in the Kunjus Meluim, between the Adaris and the Baal Shalmi Nidorim, the Adaris Teich Dvarav is Mesupik, if this suspension of Kibira by a woman is only for a Nesua, or even for an Arusa. And it's interesting, he's even like trying to be mitzada that it worked for an Arusa as well. Lani is that I mamish don't understand. I didn't see anyone who is. I just don't understand mitzias. How could it even pass by an Arusa? Whatever the pshat might be. If the pshat is the Marim Yisodal's Tashmish, Arusa Namachuv and Tashmish. If the pshat is a Ramayisha to be with him, Arusha doesn't have to be with him. If the pshat is the Prisha's Malachas Baila, she doesn't have Malachas Baila yet. She's only an Arusa. Even like my pshat, Al Cholam Bayis, I mean, Kozman, there's no Nesu, they're not living together. I don't understand what the Torah would be makbid on Shalabat. In Mamish don't understand this. Adaris, I know, but she's not there. She's not supposed to be there yet. Mamish don't understand it. All right. Lemais is from the Gemara, the Rishonim, they all bring it down. They're talking about Nesua. I don't understand it. All right.
Why doesn't this symbol apply to the Adaris in general? Why does it come from the Adaris?
Right, I'm saying it's Mashmois, it's Nesua. Right, all right. Next Shaila, Rabbi Yisai. We keep on talking about that she's potter from Kibir Ave'im. But where is this learned down from? It's learned out of a pasuk by Moira. Ish imay v'aviv tiro'u. Right? Why say ish? To tell you that an isha that's not tzipik b'yodah, because she's married, is potter from Kibud. To pasuk by Moira. So, Frekt, the Gedei Lachreinim, many, the Mizrahi, and the Korban Aaron, and the Rishon Lezion, and Rami Sadek, the list goes on and on, how many Achreinim is the Shaila? They ask, B'chalal, how does it pass this Patur by Moira? Bishlo Mekibud, Malbisha, Machila, Manila, you have to do something, B'kumvaseh, you have to serve your father, you're not around your father, you're around your husband, you have Shibudim to your husband, so you can't do Kibirav, so the Torah says, Ben Kibirav. But Moira, what's Moira? Not to be Seisa Dvorov, don't argue with him, that to sit in his seat. Now, what is Meir already? So it's not, what's so difficult? Let's say she's living 1,000 miles away with her husband, in, I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael. So what is that mechayva to be Oiva Meir? Where is she going to be Oiva Meir because she's married?
Father and disagreement.
And?
Whose side she takes?
She could take this side, but she doesn't have to tell her father in its face. So they is we're going to get to about we're going to they, so the is the shalom like where is the pasuk right? Then the Loshana Gemara is also the Gemara says Isha Shem Biyado Lasei saying Sipik Biyado Lasei. What's Lasei? Lasei is passed by Kibud. Lasei doesn't pass by Moira. Moira is Shlili, not to do something. Right? Kibud is Bekum Vasei. But Moir is what? Don't stand in the place, don't sit in this place, don't be Seis's Dvarav, don't be Machriya's Dvarav. All these things are don'ts. So it's Shlili, the whole, what's going on? So they say like this, one Kashi enters the other. Really, the positive tactical talking about my Moira. But it doesn't pass by Moira. That's how Chazal knew to dashen it by COVID. And that's why Chazal say Lasois and Rashi brings down its COVID. And this whole halacha is only nadegeh to COVID and not to Moira. And as it's the Charedim, and mitzvah say Tulis Belei B'choyim and Perak Aleph Kavod, the Chazei Dov and Kedushim Perak Aleph Halacha Ches. Many Achrenim go with this, that this whole halacha is only a p'tur in kavod, not a p'tur in meira. Okay. And b'etzem it's a mavul like that in the Meiri. The Meiri says, and I'll quote you his lashon: Kvar b'yanu shekavod u'meira anoshim v'noshim shavim boy. By kavod u'meira, men and women are equal. Mekom malkom, however, b'kavod. By kavod mia, however, isha sheyesh lebal is p'tura, but not by meira v'isdais. Because Mayra, she's v'chuyv and Mayra, even though she's married. By covered Mia, an Isha who has a husband, we part to not be like a man. But by Mayra, they're the same. B'chinuch, at the end of Mitzvah Lam Megimel, when he's talking about covered, he brings this halacha down. And the end of Mitzvah Mayra, in Reishit Beis, he just says, Noheges b'schirm in the kevis. Right, Thais? Mayra is across the board. Covered has an exception. If some woman is married, she's potter. The Lashon HaMechaba. Our Mechaba, what does Mechaba do? Starts off with Kavod Umayra, right? That's a Lashon Mechaba. Echad Ish ve'echad Ish shavim b'Kavod u'v'Umayra shalav ve'aim. Starts off equal, Kavod Umayra. Elo, she'ish aim b'yad alas, she'mishu bed zalbay, l'fika ki p'turim b'Kavod av. What happened to Umayra? It's mashma, that only Kavod she's brought, not from Moira. So it's an indication that this whole Petur is only by Kavod, not by Moira. However, that's one side of the aisle. However, there's a whole other side. There's a Shita Loined Lami on this Gemara. Apparently, he seems to have been bothered. Why is Chazal dashing it? Let's say, lastly, for Inyanot Nei of Kibud. I we're talking about Moira. So he says, in Ekanami, we learn our covet from Moira, but Mametzino. But he says, he understood that it passes by Moira, just covet's learned out from Moira, but Mametzino. The Mufusha Taisis and Lamedalon Mebez, the Banam Taisis says, Lahedja, that this Ptur, Vershus Achem Alei, passes even for the Indian of Moira. As is Mavu and Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel over there, and Lamedon Mebez.
Which
phrase? Oh, we're going to get to about. There's a Chuvis Agoinim in Mosafia Kufchof. It's also Mavu like that she's parted from Marian Kibud, because Rabbeinu Sadia Goin reckons 20, he said that 30, sorry, 30 mitzvahs that Noshim Apatur is from. And Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Gias reckons them, and Toich Dvarav, he reckons Kibud Aveim and Moira Aveim. But he says Moira Aveim while she's in the Sud, that's his Lashon. Moira Aveim, Bekibud Aveim, Shekibin Shenisis, Shus Achem Ola. So it's Mufush that when she has a Shus Achem Ola, she's potter from Moira. The Lashon HaRambam is much like that. The Lashon HaRambam is Echad Ish Vechad Ish Chayavim B'Moira V'Kovid, Elish Ish B'Yad Alasis, Ish Ein B'Yad Alasis. Brings it down by Kovid and Moira, and says Ish Ein B'Yad Alasis. So you have a whole slew of Rishonim who learn that this Torah passes by Moira as well. So a million dollar cash is how, where, when, what's going on? So the Gur Aryeh, the Maral, in the Chumash, and the Makna, and the Meri Beirav, and the Meishorim, and many who go like this, they learned their famous blitz, Rabbi Yisai, and that's what you're saying. The famous blitz is that the Din Soysa Es Dvarav is Kolel every Tzivoy. Every Tzivoy. It's not in Chazal, but that's how they learn. That is, we are taught as a child, right, that you have to listen to your parents. Who states doesn't. Says you have to be Mabisha, Machila, Manila, right? Where does it say you have to listen to your parents? They learn Nichol in not to be Soises Dvarov is also not to be Soises their Bakasha. If they ask you to do something and you Soises that, then you're being even Moira by being Soises Dvarov. That's the steer that they're learning. That's how they learn. And mainly they say the Gemara left it out because the Gemara was trying to find something that has only covered without Moira or something that has only Moira without COVID. But when your father asks you to get him a cup of coffee, that's Moira and COVID in one. Because he needs a cup of coffee and he asks you. So not to do it is Moira as well. So you can have Moira with COVID. So if her father will ask her, come and be mishamish me, make me a cup of coffee, go to the store and buy me something, and she's mashubah to her husband, by her not going, she's being over in Moira. Teretz is a Toya Patera because it's just a Chaymalei. So the Torah passes even for Moira. Every time the father would ask her to do something, she can't do it because it's just a Chaymalei. In that case, you'll have covered also because
there's no case with Moira alone and she doesn't have to have
not. It has to be Moira something for his. The Yad David, however, the Yad David takes it to the next step. And here is L'chayr Tali on what you were saying about commanding to give to a father. The Yad David says, Vais tois, that if a husband will tell her, sit in your father's seat, She's mechuyev to sit in her father's seat. If her husband would tell her, b'saisez dvarav, she'd be mechuyev to b'saisez dvarav. That's also nichlal and neshiba to her husband. And memeila, it's a steer to Myra, and the Torah suspended Myra because of shusachayim alei. That's how the husband shibud interferes with Myra to a parent, because if a husband would tell her to do even that, she'd be mechuyev to do that too.
What's that
shibud? Oh, so that's what I'm saying. You see from the Yad David an extreme that the shibud to us, she has to listen to her husband. He's beck and call. Whatever her husband wants. From the other Achreinim, you see not like that. You see that it's not a Zevayit. Her Sheba to her husband, even for Shalom Bayis, like I was saying, or Malekas Bayis, is only something that he needs, that he wants. But Stam, that he's a nice wife and he doesn't get along with the Shver, and he's telling her not to Bedafka sit in the Shver seat, that you don't have to listen to your husband, that you're not Meshuba to your vow for. You don't have such a shibud. If a husband tells Stam jump rope, she's not mechuyev to jump rope. She's only mechuyev to take care of him for his needs. But as I fight that, that's a chayr what you see from all the achrayim. Like I said, the Yad David went on an extreme and said that even that she's meshubit, and that's why that's a steer to Myra. So going back to Yeshayel, if the husband would tell her to go serve my father first, you have to know if it's not for him. Then, like the Yad David, I'm asking, like the Yad David, whatever he says, you gotta do. But like the other Achrayim, Patrick going with the other Achrayim, they only have to do something that's for his Tzrachim, he could, because he has his own covet. So, that I want to know, is that true? Is she Mechuyev in that Tzrachim? She's Mechuyev to take care of him. She's Mechuyev to do his mitzvahs too?
No, no, he did this for 5 years.
Right, so is she, the sheba on is a zayvai too?
But it's a sailor.
Because if it's my husband tzarek for him, I got to do it. If it's my husband tzarek that he should be able to do a mitzvah to his father, I could do that too.
But I need to go give it to
the father. Fine, so I'll give it to you. You give it to the father. Sorry, I don't know. Is it? Is it? Is that a she? I don't know. Do you find that?
She has to help him with the egg.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
The famous
sheep. I don't know, does
it? So he asked him to go buy the lamb.
A lamb? Maybe a lamb, yeah, because he needs... I know, because then he needs the lamb.
He needs it for sure, doesn't he?
And the ones he's sitting, you know, he's sitting in the sukkah, so he needs a lamp, so he needs to see.
No, so she, no, but his hands are coming, and he tells her to cook for his parents.
Right.
He's coming for Shabbos. Put a little more water in the soup, my parents.
Yeah.
He's saying, no, it's not in the kitchen, it's not up for you. You don't do it.
I am. That could be part of, that could be stomach tzarek, because he's allowed to have erchim. That also could be a part of the tzarek of the house, to have, to run a household. I don't know. It could be that's also part of his tzarek altogether. But this, I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, Kenzan, you're right. I'm not sure.
I mean, it would be the famous story that they live and everything. The wife is not allowed to side with her parents against her husband. Even in a get, the case of Beis Levi's first wife, he gives the wife, you know, it's crazy. If father wants me to give a get, she says, yeah, and you're not allowed, she's not allowed to do that.
I hear. Kenzai. All right, but I wanted to say like this. I wanted to say is that maybe what you call Parshat Pshat is that it can zayn that you could have a case like you were saying. You could have a case where, let's say, there's a strife, a rift between the father-in-law and son-in-law, and he needs his wife to be that intermediary and fix the problem. So he sends his wife, Pashat, to have, you know, his tzarek to get along with the family. He sends his wife to explain to her father the do's and don'ts. Do not cross this line. This you could do, this you can't do, right? Now, by doing that, she's being over Moira. But it's a tzarek for her husband, and he asked her to do that. So Lechaira, she should have that chiv to do, because it is for his tzarek. It's a rare example, and that's why I understand, and I think everything is geshmak, and I understand why really the midaraisa, the level is negat to moira as well, but it's kmat never negat, it's always negat to keep it, it's kmat never negat in these rare situations of moira. Therefore the Rishayna brought it down by kibbut, and therefore the Mechaber brought it down by kibbut. I've had this negat to moira as well, but Mechaber didn't bother saying it, because it's kmat never negat. In halacha, it's negat to Mary as well. Sure, it's adin. But in practical application, it's negate to covet. It's cannot never negate to Mary. So they bring it down by covet. Not lafuke, it's not negate to Havad. If it will ever be negate to Mary, the din is true by Mary as well.
Hi, Mom.
I say your pocket is not covet. You see, the getting up is a covet. It's not a
good. Let's move on. Rabbi Yosef Niskashim, Nisamun, Niskayevis. Right? So just to finish the sif, we have to move on. I'm trying to help you see it tonight as well. The Levush and the Korban Aaron are Moisev, not only Nizgash and Nizavno, but maybe the more practical case, and that is before she's married. Avad, even in the Zaliz Mavun, Rabbeinu Chananu, Ben Shmuel, and Kedushin, Lamed on my base. So why did the Makabek cap on the case Nizgash and Nizavno? Because the Chiddush was that even though till now she was Pater, because when she had a husband, still, once she doesn't have a husband, she goes back to her previous Chiv. But before she marries a Pnuy, that's a Dava Pachet, that she's Chayv. All right. Sorry? That's what I'm saying. But why did Mechab only bring down by Nizkash and Nizamana? And why not a Pnuya?
That's
so why did Mechab fear it's for Nizkash or Nizamana? Okay, good, fine. But I say that the first to come in and fine. All right, let's move on, Rabbi. Say,
What are the case with Fabris? He wants his father to be Nizamana and she wants her father to be Nizamana.
So he goes, he wins.
He wins?
Yeah. Why not? It's his din. It's not her chiv. It's a chiv on the father to mal the kid, not her mother. Not
yeah,
the mother.
So the cause not chiv, you can put the baby on a chair and mal.
I know what I'm saying, but it's his chiv. It's his mitzvah. All right. Fine. Zok to mechab esif yitches. Mam ze chaye bechvayr ovev v'mayroi afilo ha yeoviv roshu obal averis mechabdo yimisyori memenu. Mam ze yechay v'nkvayr ovev v'mayroi. Sai kibud, sai mayroi, chayv even four. His father. Now, if he's a mamzer, he tochein that his father's the Navarian. Otherwise, how did he become a mamzer? I said, you tochein, not lav davka. But correct, I understand. But that's what the introduction to Nekka. Filo ayu aviv rosho balaveris mechavdo miserim memeno. Zokta ramav yeshoim min deinu muchiv lechaber aviv rosho elon kein osa tshuva. Until the father does tshuva. So he have a machlekes mechaber ramav. Mechaber paskins, you are mechayiv and covered even to a rosho. And the ramav paskins that no, you're not chayiv covered to a rosho. The first sheet of the Mechaber sheet is a Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Vav Aloch Yer Aleph, the Chinuch says in Reishit Beis. Comes along the smag, the Goyis Maimini, the tour, and they ask on the Rambam from a Frusha Gemara. The Gemara is a case that the father collected the ribis or gzela, and he died, and we collected a Dovah Mesuyim, a parah or a talis, and he died, and he left this over for his kids. The Gemara, that the kids at Amachuyiv, at Kibirav, the kids Amachuyiv, the Laagzir, this item back to the Nigzal or back to the Loiva. That's what the Gemara says. And Tzadidalo on the base. Frek the Gemara. If the father was a Gan, if the father was Malva Beribis, he's an Eno, he's a Maisa Amcho. State in the Pasuk Vunasi Bamcho Leisor, Dafka Bamcho, he has to be Isa Maisa Amcho. So why are the kids Mukhiv to do this? There should be no Din Kibirav aim in that case. So the Gemara is talking about where the father really did Tshuva and he wanted to give it back. And he died before he had time to give it back. Mamela, he's already a Tzadik, he's no longer a Rosh, he had a mind to give it back. Mamela, that's what he did. But then Chanam is the father, didn't have that in mind. He's Taka Rosh, and you don't give it back, you don't have and covered and you go off the hook. So to Shem the Mafusha Gemara. Fusha Gemara. That there's no din keeper to a father, Zarasha. Mamsha blitz on the Rama. What's going on? Now the Etzin Gemara needs a little help to understand. And I'll explain why. Because they're learning that from this Gemara, the Pasha the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that there's no din covered by a father's Zarasha. Why? Because it says Nazi Bamka Loizar. It has to be Dafka Bamka Baisa Maizamka. What in the world do they have to do with Kibbutz Avraham? It's Nazi Bam Chalaisar, it's a different lav in the Torah. And on that lav state, Bam Chalaisar, because it says one place in the Torah, a lav has a Bam Chalaisar, so now Kola Torah Kula only has a din when it's Bam Chalaisar, it's a Chanish. There are many mitzvahs that have to be a Chicha, many mitzvahs have to be a Misaka, many mitzvahs Yichayiv, even if it's a Rasha. So what in the world is going on? Because it says Nazi Bam Chalaisar, that's what is Nazi Kibbutz. Where is the Gemara coming from? So you have to say that the Gemara understood that if you're allowed to curse him, that means you're allowed to be mezalzel in him, you're allowed to curse him, then zichikli they can't be a kibbutz. As a mensch can't be mechayiv kibbutz, doesn't engender respect. He can't command respect. He's a rasha. In fact, we're not mechabed rishayim. I know, but even on you, if you're allowed to curse him, right, Bam Kalei Sar, if you're allowed to curse him, that's on you. What? So you're allowed to curse him, so the Gemara said, Mamelo, you don't have to be Mechabin as well. And Murray as well. They're both off. Now, what's the teretz to the Rambam? This is a $1 million kasha. And I kid you not, there must be a good dozen tirutzim amongst the Achronim. One is shverer than the next, how to get out of this Gemara. It's a Gemara against the Rambam. Now, I'm going to go through not a dozen, maybe a half a dozen tirutzim. We'll go quickly through the tirutzim. I'm going through the tirutzim to show you A, how shred the tirutzim are, and B, because there are nafkaminas alaka based on these tirutzim. So let's go one at a time. The Beis Yosef says like this. Watch the Beis Yosef. Gavaldik Echap. It's like the Beis Yosef. When a father dies, the money that he used to own went to Yerusha to his kids. So now, for the kids to be mechabed the father to give back the parah and talas that they just yarshined, is Mishal Ben. Kids aren't mechuyif kavod mishal ben. So why are they mechuyif? Teretz is because Hayoyis, the father, did tshuva and he wanted to give it back before he died. It's as if, whatever this means, they yarshin the money with strings attached. It's as if it's not really the father's money because he was holding by giving it back. So Hayoyis, it's not really their money. So Hayoyis, it's not really their money. So Mamel of the Mechuyim and Kovid to give back this parental is back to the Nigzal or to the Loiva. But if the father didn't do tshuva, so then since the father didn't do tshuva, it now becomes the Mamin Hashalah Ben, and as Hayoyis, it's Mamin Shalah Ben, so the Mamel, the kids are Potter. As I talk to Beis Yosef. So Mamel is very Gishmak. If the father's a Rasha, then Potter, and if the father's not a Rasha, then they'll be Chayiv. Now the $1 million cash in the Beis Yosef is that you mechavin gavaldik, mamish a blitz chiddush, but mechavin gavaldik how you halacha could stim with halacha in the Gemara. But that's not the Gemara. The Gemara is the state of nazir b'amko loisoyar, boise maise amko. Literally, has nothing to do with nazir b'amko loisoyar. Nothing to do with that. Has to do with nuchat. We pass in a kibbutz mishal ben and mishalav. Sorry, and say yes, mishalav. So if it's once it's a son, you can't give it back. You don't have to give it back. There's nothing kibbutz. The much if you had pass in mishal ben, the other man the amo, and the chenam the kids would be mechiv to give it back, even the father's a rasha, because the Rambam holds that you mechiv in kavod and marry even the father's a rasha. And that's the not the Gemara. One kasha, not a kasha effect. The Taz over here, the Taz yes in the Beis Yosef, that if you're right, if you're such a geshmak as far as, why don't the Gemara ask you a kasha? The Gemara is that why are you giving it back for? Why are you mechayiv the kids to give it back? It's already Mishal Ben, and we pass and keep it Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben. The Gemara asks one thing that doesn't shim, like the Rambam, and the Gemara should ask what you said today, so I said. What's going on? So comes along the Drisha and the Rishon Lezion.
That's not a kasha, the also the Yachid Shabbat.
No, what?
That the father was Meshuvah, the money ready because he wasn't doing Shuvah, that's why it stays in Shabbat.
Okay, you have to know Metalta, you have to go into a whole Sugi. Let's hold off on that. Comes along the Drisha and Rishon Lezion, and they say that the two kashas aren't shred because that's the Gemara. What the Gemara is, that he's an Eino Isa Maisa Amcha, the Gemara meant to say that Hayoyis is an Eino Isa Maisa Amcha, so Mamela he wanted to hold on to the money, so Mamela the kids yashed the money, so Mamela it's Mishal Ben, and we pass and keep it only Mishalat. Major Hamas into the Gemara. But I Mamish understand it, it's not just Hamas, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, maybe you didn't have the gifts in the Gemara, I don't know. But our Gemara has that. What does it do Nazi Bam Khalaisah? Because Nazi Bam Khalaisah, did we pass the Mishalav? Manish, it's a blitz on the Gemara. Alright, but what you see in the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yisai, is a different chiddush. La halacha, the Beis Yosef holds that if a father dies and he leaves a tava, that you should do X, Y, and Z with the money. The kid says, Ty, I love you dearly. If you would have your money, I would be mechabed you. This money is not yours, it's mine. Kibbutz Mishalav, not Mishal Ben, and have a nice day. Unless you have another dinner, Mitzvah Kaim Devehmeh, it's a whole different sugya. But this dinner, straight out Kibbutz Mishal Ben, it should work. Isaiah come dice. Now, Rabbi Kiveg and Chuvas and Chelik Aleph Samaches, Klezis as a Shaila. He's Mesupik, Yerusha money with a Tzava, is that considered Mishal Ben and the kids are Pato? But that's considered Mishal Av and the kids are Chayiv. He has a shayla on it. And it's a Beis Yosef Lechari that held it's considered Mishal Ben and the kids would be Potter. If not for the fact that the father wanted to do tshuva memela, it's not really the kids' money. Alright. Comes along the Machan Ephraim and says a different teretz to the Rambam. Very geschmack. This teretz has a nice chedrum to it. Rabbi Yisai held cup. It's beautiful. We want to discuss this. If you remember at the beginning of the Simin, the halacha is that ain koifin on kibud av ve'eim, because it's a mitzvah shemat skar betzida. So you're not koifin. Frek toisis exubis peivav. What do you mean? How do we have the din of priest bal choiv as a mitzvah and koifin the kid to give back when it's a niyakla machayis nachasim? What's going on? How could you be koif for the kids? I'll keep it ave. My it's a mitzvah sase sheman skar betzido. And for toisis, you're right. As covered, we can't be machayiv the kids because it's man skar betzido. The reason why we're koifin this halacha, why we're koifin, is we're koifin because of kloin. Because you're embarrassing the father. Wherever Lucy walks, they say, oh, that's the cow that he stole. That's the cow that he took beribis. Mamish, that Rosh and Marusha, that, you know, good that he died. That's the cow that he took beribis, right? So it's cloying wherever the cow's walking. It's a dove Muslim. So therefore you have to make sure the cow gets back to its rightful owner in order to save your parent from cloying. And for cloying, we are kaifin. Isaiah Zoktasis. Melo Zoktamak Rafaim. Very geschmack. Beautiful. This fits geschmack. Is that it? Havada the Ram's gerecht, that is a chiv covered and married to a father. Was a Russia. But that's not going to cut. That's not going to make it. That won't answer the Gemara why you machayev the kids to give back the cow. Because we're not koifin, and the Gemara's mavu that we're koifin to make sure that the kids give it back. We're not koifin, I'll give it up. The only way we could be koifin is out kloin. That you shouldn't be mezalzul in a parent. Oh, kloin, affecting my very geschmack. For kloin, state in the Torah, I'm not about kloin soyar. Only by sabaisa, I'm who worry about people's kloin and not to curse them. But if he's an oi sabaisa, I'm who we don't mind having kloin. But me is very geschmack. You want to keep it out of him? Keep it out, but we can't force it. And the whole Gemara is not to keep it out of him anyway. The Gemara is about kloin, and kloin is very geschmack of Gemara. I mean, how do you, the Torah is from the Gemara, it seems from the Torah that the Torah learned the Gemara to keep it on. Nothing to do with keep it on. It has to do with kloin. Now, just Rabbi said, the carrots is so geschmack. The only thing is, it only could stim if you learn that kloin is not keep it on. That is, so what is kloin? Kloin will be come from a new pasuk of Ara Makla of Ve'ima. You now be mezalzel in a kovet. It's an order to be mezalzel. So then it's very geschmack of Gemara. And there are some who learn like that on Tais, we discussed at the beginning of the Simen. However, the Sam Seifa and the Chuvis Ma'asham learned that Pshat and Tais is out kloin is out Moira. That's what Tais is meant. That Kibud has man's karbetzi, the Moira doesn't have man's karbetzi, the out Moira we will be kai for the kids. And that's kloin. That's not going to work for the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that even on Moira you kai for Aviv Rasha. So for Moira, which is kloin, the Gemara couldn't have asked, that won't work, because the Rama holds that even Zaino is a Maisamka, Yechayiv B'Moira. Alright, that's a good potato, but if you learn like that, it's Geschmack. Comes along with Shmuel Revzovsky, and Shmuel Revzovsky in Makas Tovdala doesn't like the Makar Rhyme for a different Cheshvin. He says, even though the Cheshvin is sweet, it's Gevaldik, but that only works Zul Geboit on the Halacha, that something with the Manskar Betzidi, you're not Koifin. The Rama never brought this down in Gansiat Chazaka, this Halacha. Apparently, it doesn't go with this Halacha. So, how could you plug this in? That this is the Cheshvin, the Ram, this chat in the Gemara, the Ram never went with this. Why he didn't go with this? Akasha, $1 million Akasha. But he didn't go with this. How can you plug this into the Rambam? Zog to Shmuel Razowski, watch this, Rabbi. He said, halt kop, geschmack. He says, you could have the Mach and Ephraim and the Beis Yosef combined. And that is like this. The Cheshvin HaGemara is like the Mach and Ephraim, out Kloin and not out Kibbut HaMoira. But the reason why Kibbut HaMoira doesn't pass is not because it's a man's Skarbetz either, because Ram didn't go with that. The reason why Kibbut HaMoira doesn't pass is because it's Mishal Ben, because the kids already yashened it. So this is Pshat in the Gemara. Gemara was saying out Kloin, because out Kibbut HaMoira doesn't work because it's Mishal Ben, so Saidi then not Mechiv and Kibbut HaMoira. And it only could be out Kloin, and Kloin doesn't have a problem with Mishal Ben, because Aramak La'Ovavim has not, you don't have a problem with Mishal Ben. Memela zakti gemara, hot klein states, and nasi bam kalei so, only oisa maizamcha. Now, if he's not oisa maizamcha, very, very geschmack. Combined, the two cheshbin, it's really the Mech Ephraim's cheshbin in Lumbdis, in the Gemara, but he plugs the Beis Yosef in to make it work. All right, fine. Again, he ends off, he's not sure if this whole cloying business could work, because I'm not causing the cloying. The father caused it himself. He stole the item. He took it by ribis. I'm not doing anything kumvase. I'm only doing b'shav al-taisa. But as I, if you go with Mara or Maklav Avim, it will work. Again, because I'm safe and Masham doesn't have this cheshmin. Good. Comes a good third. If the father's a guy, yeah. Guy, so you don't have a kibbut av aim.
Right.
Fry is a Rosh, and then this is halacha. But Rama holds even another Rosh, he mechuyev. Comes along the Rishon Letzion, the Ber Yankov, and many other. Rabbi Yankov quotes Rabbi Birnus and Eibishitz, and he says this following chap of a teretz. You ready for this? This teretz is the best teretz. This is going to be the best teretz. This is the best. Only thing, it doesn't really work if you learn that Kloin is midin Moira. But that's not going to work. Yeah, that's the best in Chevron to make it work. All right. Not that I want to like. Who am I? But all right. Zok the Rishon Letzion and the Bayank of Hashem Rabbi Yonis and Ibishot based on the Gemara and Kedushim Memtesa Mebeis. Hoima. He wants to be Bekadish and Isha and he tells Arya Mekadeshas Li Amenash and Yitzadeh Gomo. The Nimtzu Shu Rasha Mekadeshas. Why? Shem Mehirub Tshuva Belibay. Right? So you see, Shem Mehirub Tshuva because of a Suffolk Dereis with Machmeh that maybe is Taka Tzadik. With Cheshin and Lekidushin. Right? So now, if that's the case, so who cares your father's a Rasha? Your father needs a cup of coffee now. Maybe this second he just did tshuva. He just had hira tshuva. And sveka deraisa l'chumra, just like sveka deraisa l'chumra over there, sveka deraisa l'chumra should be machayu, to be machabed your father, because maybe he's taka tzadik, he's not a Rasha. It means, v'yisoy deramav z'moyde to the Gemara, that if he's a Rasha, he's not a isamay samcha, there's no din kiba, there's no din moira. But, we always have a chshash, that shem hira tshuva. I, the Gemara, want you have that chshash, because he's holding on to the gzela. Obviously he didn't do tshuva. We don't have to be chayshish that maybe he wanted to do tshuva and he didn't get around to return. If he wanted to do tshuva, let him return it. So he didn't return it. So Vayis says he didn't do tshuva. Oh, he didn't do tshuva. Oh, that's the chesed. Now the problem with this is, on and on, is that first of all, then it comes out that this whole halacha of the Rambam is only misafik. Maybe he did tshuva, but to be chayshish, he did tshuva. Ram is mashma that's absolute, is a chiv, a definite chiv, not a suffik. And not only that, Rabbi says, fake the rice al chumro, like the Ram is only midrabanan. So I mean, this halacha is only midrabanan, it's not much like the Ram. Ram starts comparing it to Mekalel and to other things, the Makkah. Ram is talking about the rice levels, it's not talking about the Rabbanan. Alright. Then altogether, that whole halacha of Amnashani Tzadik, that we choishish v'kedusha, maybe did tshuva, the Beis Shmuel and others say that Ravada is not stam the velt, we choishish a person did tshuva. For 40 years, he's a Rosh, and this second, he did tshuva. The only reason we question, because we have a shtukur aglaim ledava, is he said, Amnashani Tzadik, what's he doing? By states, there's a tzad, that he might be a tzadik. That's Ma'iros the Sofik. But Minastam, we don't have such a Sofik. Father asked you to give a coffee, that therefore we might, maybe he's doing tshuva. Why? And also, others say it's as chumur deishes ish, but our regular Sofik, the rice are not. Namely, this whole teretz is not negeh. Comes along another teretz, the Radvaz. The Radvaz takes it to the next step. Similar chilik, between whether he's alive or already dead, but he says a different chilik. He says, when your father's alive and he's a Rasha, but you know, he met Hashem. One day he's zikha gonna do tshuva. Even Tech did tshuva. He's one day gonna do tshuva. And when he does tshuva, if you want mechabed him today, in 20 years from now, when he does tshuva, l'mafreya you mechuyiv and keep it off. So, because he's not a Rosh, he's a Tzadik. Yeah. So, he said, l'mafreya mechuyiv and keep it off. You're a bishop. If he's already dead and he held on to the gzeil, he didn't do tshuva, he died as a Rosh. A Rosh is a Rosh. You don't have to be mechabed. But, maybe he'll do tshuva in the future, and l'mafreya will come out to be a Tzadik. So, l'mafreya mechuyiv and keep it off. Now, again, it's a funny thing, it's all out Suffolk, and this really did Shunshtin in the Rambam. But also, what in the world does he mean, the Mefreya? I mean, if he wants to be a Russian today, and he's started tomorrow, tomorrow is he started, not a Russian.
So, anyway, the question is, if that is followed, if he wasn't covered, that might spread.
Does it?
We'll see it.
People see it. They saw it while he's a Rosha. When he's a Tzadik, now you go to do his beck and call. The Maritz Dushinsky in Chuvis Chelik Aleph Tzadi Dalid doesn't bring down the Radvaz, but he says the same Chilik and he plugs in because the Gemara and Yuma Pevava Me'av said that. So only does Chuvah Me'ava, Nasa's Doinis Kimitzis Lamafrei, he turned out to be a Tzadik. I don't know if you could apply that to these halakha to keep it on. I know it's a blitz chiddush. All right. I just want to point out that these two terutzim, it should come out posh, that the father asks you to do something that now is going to be an issa. That zikhi you don't have a chiv, because you don't have to be chayshi, you did tshuva. If you did tshuva, why is he asking you to do something? Like the father we had before, the father told you to do something, not to talk to the guy, not to be merkel the guy. If he's asking you now to do something that's, and if he's ain't a retained kaina, you don't have to be chesh, he's doing tshuva. The two don't stem. I'm sorry?
Those who say this and find out he's a Russian, that's true.
So it comes out of my friend. It's a bit Kiddush. All right.
Why is that
true?
What does the
what do you mean? No, if he's asked me now, if what he's asked me now is to do a rishis, so I don't have to be koishish that he was here at Tshuva. What's he asking me now? And if he does Tshuva on my friend, makes himself a tzaddik, then the on my friend, he wouldn't want to ask me to do this. So now I don't have to do it. No, even if, no, I'm saying, let's use the rush for other things. He got it. But we have to be choishir to maybe he's going to do tshuva. He did tshuva. So I only have the chash if he's asking me to give him a coffee. But he's asking me to do something now that's rasa. No, forget that. He's asking me to do it now that's also. Then now I see he's doing a maaser rishis. So now I see he's not.
Then I thought he was a rishis before.
Correct. All right. Fine. I just want to cap around, Robert. Give me, I wanted, there's a few more locks here. I got to cap and we're running late here. The Yoritz Dvash's territories, you're right. He's really positive. Only at Marisayin. Because other people don't know that the father's in Russia. Again, not in the Lashon Rambam. All right, that's fine. There's more. Now, you're sure? There's many more to root from this. One is shredder than the next. All right. Zokta Rishon Latzin Orach HaShulchan, that even the Das HaRambam, the Imukhuyiv, for a father who's a Rosh HaBalaveris, that's Kozman, he's not a Mumma Lahachis. If he's a Mumma Lahachis, there's no such thing as Asa Lachabdom. Not only don't you have a mitzvah, it's Asa Lachabed a Mumma Lahachis. Don't forget the Sunday morning is issues. It's Asa the Mechabed a Mumma Lahachis. If he's a Mumma Lahachis, it's out. Sorry? Correct, he's not a mumma, so that's why. But we're saying even in... No, it's not a teretz to the Rama. It's not malaka. Even the Rama will be moidin in that case. Sorry? No, I didn't say everyone because we have a tinnik shenishpa. The tinnik shenishpa, that's a shayla in the paiskem. All right. Now, what does it mean? The Ramo who says that for an Ovid Rasha, Ramo Paskin says you're potter, Seifer Kovit, Seifer Moyer Pashas, you're potter, right? Why you potter means, not why, but like, at what level does it become a Rasha for you to be potter? So the paiskem say it's any mitzvah deraisa, whether it's an assay or it's a loisase, not like the Jews, Michtan Ladov says, Dafka, loisase, Tschai Malkas. No, even an assay, however, the Atzil Levina points out, but not if it's only Nisa Derabon. If it's a Nisa Derabon, it doesn't become a Rasha. The Rishon Letzin and the next him in Resh Memal of Sivdalit is Mitzadeh that even for Nisa Derabon, there was a Truvis Elek Velakol Leshleima, that's Ash Kluga, and Yoridei Resh Nun. Here he had a case that his father Nebuch was addicted to alcohol. He was a Shikha, and every 2 months, he'd be Shikha for a few days, for a week. And while he was a Shikha, he didn't do any Mitzvah. He didn't daven, he didn't put on tefillin. And he wanted to know his Mechiv to be Mechabit such a person. But when he was not Shikha, then he was great. He was good to go. He's mamish kosher v'yosha. He's a Rasha. When he's a shikha, he's not doing a mitzvah derais of tefillin. He's out. You don't have to be mechabit such a person. The poskim say it's sai if it's a mitzvah bein, if it's an aver bein odom lechaver, sai if it's an aver bein odom lamokim. The beisakas b'kei yosef.
But he didn't do tshuva. So
if he didn't do tshuva, you're going to be pata.
Because why? While he's a shikha, even when he's not a shikha.
That's correct. Even when he's not a shikha, you do not have to be mechabit because he's a rasha. Even if it's rabbi say, even if it's only one avera, he keeps taryab mitzvahs. The one mitzvah he doesn't keep, chayis. One mitzvah is marihetan. Still, if he doesn't keep that one mitzvah, and he does it kiseida, the Bnei Yeshua says that's because Bava Kama Tzadidah, others say it as well, or Chashukhan, that if he does it kiseida, he does it often, it's not like he slipped once, if he does even just one aver, but he does it kiseida, he's considered a Rosha. There's a Tzedah Laderek, a Maim Aleph Klal Dal Perek Tezvav. A bit of Torah here. If father's a Rasha, v'oiva ala mitzvahs befer hesya ena ben chayv lechavdai. For some reason, it's mashma from him. I don't know why he needs it. That's dafk if he does it befer hesya. Not sure why, what, when, where he got this from. The din Rasha lecha has nothing to do with befer hesya. Maybe he's only covering atzmar zayin. If he doesn't do befer hesya, people are going to see he's not being mechavid his father. And they don't know that he's a Rasha. Maybe it's a problem. The Amudei Razim sounds like you don't need befer hesya. Others as well. All right. Lahalach Rabbi Say, how do we paskin? If a machlek is mechab and Ramah, mechab holds you not mechuyev. Sorry, you are mechuyev and Ramah holds you not mechuyev. The truth is elav lachah shleim over there. Ein ladina ein lozes mipsak Ramah your pata. The Aruch Hashulchan says reiva paskin Ramah v'chein eka. However, the Bach says nochem lahachmika mechabo and the sozak to kitsa shulchan aruch. They should be machmalei to mechaba. So at the end of the day, it's not exactly clear how we paskin. We have enough to be saying that that you be pata, Shkulila's own as a father who's a Rasha, but there's still an Indian to be machmir. One last thing, the Shach points out, that even if you're pata, that's only pata from Kibin and Moira, but you still don't have a right to be mitzar your father, like it's Mavur Reish Memaut, and that's even by a Rasha. Tzar, but not Kloin, yeah, then how does that stim with that Osh Tekotari before? Correct. We have to know. It means that Osh Tekotari, Kloin, Gabaita, Nora Maklan, you have to know how this stims.
Why isn't there a problem with Mara sign? If your father's quoted, nobody knows
that. Right, so that's what he's saying, that there might be a paras.
Maybe there is.
All right, Rabbi Sai, a good tavok.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.